I don't want to go over her smoking problem during this prenatal visit. It's the first time I've met her, and I don't want to alienate her. Students really are concerned. You remember that. About not having to do the things that are going to make people not like them. Obviously, there's more to it than that.
This is a great opportunity to learn how to bring up an uncomfortable subject in a way that doesn't alienate the patient. You learn your skills, and you'll learn what your spiel is, what you're comfortable saying, and everybody will say it differently because really it is how you say what you say.
Absolutely.
That becomes what the patient hears, not necessarily what you said, but how you say it. And it's a great opportunity to learn how to not alienate patients right. And yet say the truth.
Learn the communication skills that are required to talk about anything difficult.
Yeah. Students never had to say it before. The preceptor might also say, come watch me do it this time, and you do it next time.
To do some role modeling.
Discussion about AFP or genetic testing in a first OB visitor, that seems something that they often struggle with, and for them to watch you several times, give that spiel seems very useful.
There are certain spiels, and some of the screening stuff in pregnancy affords opportunities to develop those. We've started having the students write them out, scripts, and practice them, because we felt like we were getting students that weren't perhaps giving correct information.
That's where my experience stemmed from, was two or three students who were confused themselves on that.
I appreciate a student who says this to me, because I think that maybe a lot of people feel that way, but you don't necessarily have a chance to dialogue about it because they just don't say it. And I thought, well, this is a good chance to talk about exactly what you said. Give